Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Birthday today for Leo Parker, baritone saxophonist, born Washington, D.C., this day, 1925. And for his birthday, to start with the band that he had together in 47 with Fats Navarro, it was called the Fats Navarro Leo Parker Quintet for Savoy Records, and Navarro trumpet, of course. And Parker baritone saxophone, Tad Dameron piano, Gene Ramey string bass, Denzel Best on drums. Navarro wrote this. It's called Going to Minton's. Minton's was a great jazz spot in New York at the time. The Fats Navarro, Leo Parker Quintet.
Thank you.
Parker, birthday today, and his band in collaboration with Fats Navarro, 1947, for Savoy, going to Minton's. Detroit, 1947, October of that year, Parker wrote, this is called Leapin' Leo. His band, he calls his All-Stars, also for Savoy. Howard McGee is here to play trumpet. Gene Ammons, tenor, Parker Berry, Junior Mance, piano, Gene Wright, on string bass, and Charlie Williams on the drums.
Thank you.
Parker, his band, first time under his name, in Detroit, October 1947, Leap and Leo, he wrote that. Howard McGee, trumpet, and Gene Ammons, tenor, and Junior Mans, piano, Gene Wright, on bass, Charlie Williams, on the drums. Savoy said, come on to New York, we'll record you again. It was December 47, also All-Stars, but changing the scenery quite a bit. Joe Newman is here to play trumpet, J.J. Johnson trombone, Dexter Gordon tenor, Leo again, of course, and Hank Jones from the Detroit area is on piano, Curly Russell, bass, and Shadow Wilson playing the drums. J.J. wrote this. It's called We Dot. Parker, with his band in New York, recorded by Savoy, 1947, December, We Dot, written by J.J. Johnson, who played the trombone there, Joe Newman, trumpet, Dexter Gordon, tenor, Hank Jones on piano, Curly Russell, bass, and Shadow Wilson, drums. I'm going to get back to Parker a little later in the program. And, I was searching for a record, and I didn't find it, and I knew it was in the house somewhere. So I found it later. I didn't want to erase everything. Well, so be it. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Puget Sound Energy's Green Power Program, a voluntary program allowing customers to buy renewable energy equal to any portion of their electrical use. Green Power participants support local renewable energy projects. Enrollment online at pse.com.
I'd like to take Joe Newman out of Leo Parker's band and into Basie. 1943 for AFRS records. That means Armed Forces Radio Service. During World War II, it allowed musicians to play free of the restrictions by the musicians union and the big record companies, so that there could be some music from home sent out to the men and women fighting in that conflict. And Joe Newman was in Basie's band in 1943. We're going to hear two in a row, 43 and 44, both Armed Forces Radio Service. I Found a New Baby, Spencer Williams wrote it. Basie plays, Newman plays. Jimmy Powell, alto, Lester Young, tenor. And Swing Shift, written by bandleader trumpet player Charlie Spivak. We'll hear Basie and Newman and Buddy Tate on his tenor. String bass work in here is Rodney Richardson, wonderful. And, of course, Joe Jones. Basie's band, 43-44, with Joe Newman on trumpet. Thank you. Rodney Richardson getting the last sound there on his bass. Joe Newman with Count Basie, 1944, Newman's trumpet for AFRS Records. I can't imagine, but you do, and you just want to be there and dance and play, and must have been something. I Found a New Baby, Spencer Williams, and Swing Shift by Charlie Spivak. Fine work throughout by Jimmy Powell's alto and Lester Young's tenor and Basie's piano, and Buddy Tate's tenor on Swing Shift coming in was like everything. And that beautiful rhythm section, Basie on piano, Freddie Green guitar, Rodney Richardson bass, Joe Jones on drums. Now a jump from 43-44 to Birdland in New York City, 1953. This came out on Unique Jazz and maybe other places too. It's an air shot, which means that it's a broadcast. And radio people decided to record it to see how it was, or somebody else did. Newman is here. That's the main idea. I'm chasing him. Hours Alone and Lullaby of Birdland. Listen for Newman's wonderful trumpet on Hours Alone, and also in George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland with Paul Quinichet, tenor, and Marshall Royal leading the sax section and playing an alto saxophone solo. Joe Newman with Count Basie, 1953, broadcast, Birdland.
And now, as they say in the modern idiom, a cool one, Count Basie in the orchestra and Hours Alone.
Thank you.
Joe Newman and his trumpet and Count Basie and his orchestra and his piano. Birdland, a broadcast, 1953, I think right around January of the year. And the LP I have on that is a Unique Jazz LP. Hours Alone and Lullaby of Birdland by George Shearing. Newman's work on trumpet, Paul Quinichette, tenor, Marshall Royal alto saxophone, and Basie on piano. It's easy to slip into the place where you just don't talk about Basie, but he's so important in that band. Coming out of Thomas Fats Waller. He used to play like Fats and then just centered down a little bit. Somebody asked him why. He said, it's easier. You try playing like those young guys did, like I did. You'll sweat yourself into a pool. Count Basie Birdland. On 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Washington Center in downtown Olympia. Proud to welcome Pat Metheny's Orchestrion Tour. Thursday, April 29th at 7:30. Tickets and information at washingtoncenter.org.
I'd like to stay with Joe Newman and his trumpet and move him to, and with you and me, to 1956 for Storyville Records. Coming out of Boston, George Wein had a club there called the Storyville Club and many records out of that. As well as this one, this is the Joe Newman Billy Byers Sextet. Newman, as you know, played the trumpet, and Byers, the trombone, and he did all the arrangements and some of the compositions that you're going to hear. We will hear Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe, written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, same two that gave you Over the Rainbow. This was done in 42 for a beautiful movie. Check it out sometime, called Cabin in the Sky. Then two by Byers, Fingernails on the Windowpane, and Gin and Catatonic. Besides Joe Newman and Billy Byers, we have Lou Stein on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, O.C. Johnson on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joe Newman and Billy Byers Sextet, 1956 for Storyville Records. Newman trumpet, Byers on trombone, with Gene Quill on alto saxophone, Lou Stein piano, Milt Hinton bass, O.C. Johnson on drums. Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe, a feature for Joe Newman. And then two Byers originals for the whole band. Fingernails on the Window Pane, and Gin and Catatonic. All that for you. Right here. On 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
People for Puget Sound, celebrating Earth Month, April 17th, with the Duwamish Alive Restoration Day at 10 a.m. in Seattle. People for Puget Sound share a commitment with companies like Taylor Shellfish to protect and restore the health of our sound. Details at PugetSound.org.
And to continue in a final segment and chapter today on trumpet player Joe Newman, and for no reason except that he produced great art for us, and we should remember those people who produce things that make us happy. For Cymbal Records in London, 1979, a duet. Joe Newman on trumpet and Jimmy Rolls on the piano.
Thank you.
Joe Newman, trumpet, Jimmy Rolls piano in London, 1979 for Cymbal Records. Good Morning Heartache, written by Irene Higginbotham in 1946. And Exactly Like You, written by Jimmy McHugh, 1930. Joe Newman, Jimmy Rolls. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Well, I'm going to present something from me to you, as I do every Sunday. This was done in 1944, and it's one of my favorite vocal quartets and one of my favorite solo singers.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folk can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart some tears gotta fall, and I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in
that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, We're dancing like we used to do, making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming, so till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you. Dancing like we used to do, making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe.
And the purity of that is just stunning to me, and it goes on with my feelings about that. That were the Ink Spots, that was the Ink Spots, and Ella Fitzgerald, 1944 for Decca Records. And the Ink Spot who was doing the soloing in a beautiful soprano voice, almost soprano, tenor, almost castrati, I suppose, Bill Kenny. What they do. In Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall, written by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher, and I'm Making Believe by Jimmy Monaco and Mac Gordon. All right. Right here on 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fred Maxey's Ballard Auto Licensing, the local place to buy all new clear 4G wireless broadband service. Open Monday through Saturday until 6 p.m. at 2232 Northwest Market Street. Ballard Auto Licensing and Clear, the local answer for wireless.
Well, now, I mentioned earlier, we started with a birthday for Leo Parker, who was born this day, 1925, played the baritone saxophone beautifully, and was born in Washington, D.C. I played some places where he was. And his first record with the band that I played in Detroit, of Detroit's session in, for Savoy, October 1947, I had to go find it because I couldn't find it, and then I found it. So I placed it as I record things at home, placed it later on the disc, and here it is. That first band that you're going to hear is Howard McGhee on trumpet, Gene Ammons playing tenor, Parker playing baritone, Junior Mance on piano, Gene Wright bass, and Charlie Williams on the drums. We will hear Wild Leo, written by Parker, and Howard McGhee composition called El Sino, which, a rough translation, I think, would be destiny or fate. Here is, and again, happy birthday, Leo Parker. Mm-hmm. Leo Parker, happy birthday, and playing there in his all-star band in Detroit. October 1947, recorded by Savoy. While Leo, written by him, and Elsino, written by Howard McGee, who played the trumpet at that place. And Gene Ammons, tenor, Junior Man's piano. Gene Wright, who you may remember that name from Dave Brubeck's quartet. And Charlie Williams, playing the drums. Right here on 88.5. No, I've done that already. I don't want to do that yet. We have spots to do, but we have them to do in certain places, and they don't register correctly if we don't, and I want to do that for the people who are so wonderful in supporting this station, and now specifically this program. I want to take you to Atlanta, 1928. The record companies had found that in the areas outside of New York City, there was actually music going on. And they would have a field unit go and crank up the car or truck and take off to wherever they heard there was something that they wanted to record. So they went down to Atlanta and found a guy by the name of Robert Hicks and gave him the name Barbecue Bob, because he was working in a barbecue pit right outside your downtown there. Was you like your barbecue? Okay. While it's cooking, he'd get his guitar and play and sing for you. Well, they thought that was something, and I do too, and they recorded him. Here are two from Atlanta, 1928. Barbecue Bob, Mississippi Low-Level Blues, and Levee Blues, excuse me, and Going Up the Country.
I won't be long now. Bob is back in Mississippi. Remember last summer I sung you Mississippi Heavy Water Blues. Now I'm going to sing you Mississippi Low-Level. I'm back in Mississippi, worried all this life, thinking about that gal that went down in the spot. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi Low Levee Blues. Lord, 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 Lord. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi Low Levee Blues. I've been around here ever since last spring. Nothing to do but shake that thing. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi Low Levee Blues. We can't plant no cotton, can't raise no corn. Our hearts are wiped away and we ain't got no home. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi Low Levee Blues. Rain and storm, we had a hard time since this flood been on. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi Low Levee Blues. Ain't nothing but muddy water, but miles or more. The low levee women ain't putting out no more. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi Low Levee Blues. Mississippi Low Levee Blues. I'm in Mississippi, caught all in my shoes. Y'all is the eyes of Low Levee Blues. Now I'm saying it's love to Low Levee Blues. I walk down on the levee, where the water's heavy. My gal went down. Low levee shaking, rivers all ringing, barbecue bob is singing. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi Low Levee Blues. money, no wood, ain't using no coal. Low level women won't sell on good dirt at all. Now I'm gonna sing Mississippi low level blues.
Don't your room seem lonesome when your gal pack up and leave? Don't your room seem lonesome when your gal pack up and leave? You may drink your moonshine, but your heart ain't never free. You may take my brown, you sure can't keep alone. If you take my brownie, you sure can't keep alone. I got a new way of loving, monkey men can't catch on. So much with ya, staggers in my sleep. I done drunk so much with ya, staggers in my sleep. That brown in Chicago sure worried me. Dixie Lemon, lay on that lonesome track. I wonder will a Dixie Lemon stay on that lonesome track. I want to get there if I never come back. That's a big red headline in Chicago Defender News. That's a big red headline in Chicago Defender News. Send my gal down south, got them up the country.
Barbecue Bob, or as his mother would call him, Robert Hicks. Atlanta, 1928, his voice and his guitar. Were Columbia, two that he did. Mississippi Low Levee Blues and Going Up the Country. And that the sound of his guitar is ancient in a sense if you have listened at all, and I wish you would because it's improvised, East Indian music. And the improvisation on the rag, the rhythmic pattern in that beautiful music, very much like what I play and what Robert Hicks just played in the sound of the sitar and the sound of the guitar. Columbia Records did that, 1928. Eddie Bearfield up next. Great reed player, that is the saxophones and clarinet. He was very much part of the great Kansas City Territory bands of the middle 20s on. And I brought this record because it's rare. It's out of 1946, Sonora Records. It's Eddie Bearfield's quintet. He plays the clarinet and sings for you. He wrote both of these. If 'tain't one thing, it's another, and clarinet blues. With him, Billy Kyle on piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, Bill Pemberton on bass, and Wallace Bishop on the drums.
Ain't one thing, it's another. Ain't one thing, it's another. As you go through life, you'll soon discover. Ain't one thing, it's another. Ain't your health, it's your money. Ain't too dark, it's too sunny. Nothing ever runs as smooth as honey. Ain't one thing, it's another. No matter who you are, a movie star or high society, you may be rich or poor, but one thing more, trouble's just like me. Think the job is the boss's, think the track is the horse's. You can take my word or ask your mother. Think one thing, it's another.
Eddie Barefield, his voice and his clarinet and his band, 1946 for Sonora Records. If it ain't one thing, it's another. He wrote that. And Clarinet Blues, he wrote that. Billy Kyle played the piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, Bill Pemberton bass, and Wallace Bishop on the drums. 1946, right here on 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Design Center and Eye on Design 2010, April 24th, at the Design Center, featuring David Bromstad, host of HGTV's Color Splash. Visitors can meet interior designers, see showrooms, and more. Info and tickets at SeattleDesignCenter.com.
Sorrow. No.
that walking around here?
Mercy.
Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big Pete, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get them? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what it takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your ring. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gunboat. Ship, ship, ship. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. Got me walking, talking, and swapping. Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows who one.
A set of two for you, Charlie Barnett to begin with, his saxophone, and Kay Starr singing for you, and Peanuts Holland's trumpet. Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen for V-Disc in Los Angeles, 1944. Fats Waller for Bluebird Records, 1939, his piano, his vocal. Your Feet's Too Big, written by Ada Benson and Fred Fisher. John Bugs Hamilton playing trumpet, Gene Cedric clarinet and tenor, Waller piano, John Smith guitar, Cedric Wallace string bass, and Slick Jones on the drums. Okay, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hope things are going well for you. I've got a request, and it'll be a long one, and I want to do a little thing for fun, and I'll explain that in just a moment. Irene, who listens from Washington, D.C., likes bassist Paul Chambers and wanted to hear some from the sextet that Paul Chambers had for Blue Note in 1956, and this also goes out to bassist and dear friend of mine, Buddy Catlett, who loves this time of the art. And we're going to hear this sextet, meaning Donald Byrd, trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor, Horace Silver, piano, Kenny Burrell, guitar, Chambers, of course, on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And what I want to do is just find out how many of you outside the state of Washington, where I am right now, are listening to the program, and it's toll-free. It doesn't cost you anything to call me. Just tell me where you are. 1-800-677-5758. Again, 1-800-677-5758, and this is the Paul Chambers Sextet.
Thank you.
Set for you, 1956 Blue Note record of the Paul Chambers Sextet, and I got started with that based on Irene in Washington, D.C., who requested that. Donald Byrd playing the trumpet, John Coltrane tenor saxophone, Horace Silver piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums. We heard We Six, written by Byrd, Dear Anne by Chambers, Tale of the Fingers by Chambers, and Just for the Love, a beauty, a rare one, by John Coltrane. And before I started that long set, I asked those living outside the state of Washington to call the toll-free number 1-800-677-5758, and I appreciate that, or 150, something like that, from around. Mostly, I was more interested in not the numbers so much as where. Many from the Midwest and the East Coast and in the Southeast and in California and Portland and British Columbia. And I had to be short on the phone, actually, to get to everybody, and I probably didn't, because we just wanted to say hi and where you're calling from, but I appreciate the calls. Paul Chambers Sextet, 1956. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I started the program today with the birthday for Leo Parker, baritone saxophonist, and another birthday now for Little Brother Montgomery, born in 1906. And I have three pieces for you. The first, from 1936 at the St. Charles Hotel in New Orleans, recorded by Bluebird. The vocal and the piano of Little Brother Montgomery, and one he wrote called Out West Blues.
I was laying upstairs, Mama, trying to take my rest. Struck me, Lord, I believe I'll go Wild West. Now I'm gone out west, Mama, Lord, and I can't take you. And I'm gone out west, Mama, baby, and I really can't take you. You can do. In Louisiana, man, where I love to be. Then I would go to Craven, but I'm afraid of Hardy Gill. Sure he will.
Brother Montgomery in 1936 for Bluebird Records, and his composition, Out West Blues, his piano and his voice, St. Charles Hotel in New Orleans. In 1949, he was in Chicago, and he's not going to sing this one, he's just going to play the piano, for Savoy, Little Brother Montgomery, and his composition, Little Brother Stomp. Thank you. Little Brother Stomp, Little Brother Montgomery, playing that composition of his, 1949 in Chicago, recorded by Savoy Records. And finally, it jumped to 1960 for Prestige. He's going to sing and play the piano now, one he calls Pleading Blues. Lafayette Thomas on guitar to assist, and on string bass, Julian Yule.
Now, folks, you don't know, don't have the trouble I see. Now, folks, you don't know, no, at the trouble I see. I say nobody knows but the good Lord and me. Lord, 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 won't you hear my plea? Lord, 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 won't you hear my plea? Now won't you stop my girl from mistreating me? To hear my plea, I'm feeling sad today. Please drive these blues away. My girl have quit me cold, so now I'm getting old. My heart is troubling mon, I won't be worried long. Please send a girl to me to ease my misery. Lord, 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 now I ain't got a friend. Lord, 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 now I ain't got a friend. One girl is in jail, and the other one is in the pen.
Happy birthday to Little Brother Montgomery. They're performing in 1960 for Prestige Records, his composition, Pleading Blues. His piano and vocal, and Lafayette Thomas, beautiful guitar, and Julian Yule on bass. Little Brother Montgomery, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Technology Management MBA at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, the MBA for Technology Professionals. Details on this work-compatible program at an evening info session April 21st. Online registration at foster.washington.edu/TMMBA.
Well, I had so much fun hearing from folks outside the state of Washington. Let's do the same thing with inside the state of Washington. I've got a set coming up for you with Teddy Charles, a different kind of blues. It's the blues. He's playing the vibes. It's Blue Greens, Hal Overton on piano, Charlie Mingus on bass, Eddie Shaughnessy on drums, and there'll be some vocals to follow that, and I'll tell you what they were afterwards. But toll free, if you're listening and you're in the state of Washington, 1-800-677-5758.
Thank you.
Eddie Charles. I haven't played him in a while. Vibes, wonderful player. And composer, he wrote that. It's called Blue Greens. Atlantic Records in 1956 with Hal Overton on piano and Charlie Mingus string bass, Eddie Shaughnessy on the drums. And lots of calls that I asked for people outside the state of Washington to call, and I had 150 or something like that. And the phone's still ringing of people in the state of Washington. It's nice to hear from you. And I heard from a lot of musicians I haven't talked to from Seattle. Nice to hear from them. A couple of them I played in a band, I don't know, 35 years ago. And it's toll-free, 1-800-677-5758. But be patient, because I can't talk a long time, but it's nice to hear from you and where you are calling from which you are. Teddy Charles on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Healthy Buildings, part of EHSI in Bellevue, evaluating the air quality of homes, condos, and offices, using scientists to identify sources of mold, dust, and toxins that affect those suffering from asthma and allergies. Information at healthybuilding.com. No S.
Let's hear four vocalists in a row. Putney Dandridge, 1935. Stuff Smith, 1936. Louis Prima, 1935, and Bob Howard, 1938. Give me a call, 1-800-677-5758.
Fortification. for the vacation, I'm going to Buffalo. Can I?
Who's that?
Gorilla.
Who?
Gorilla of my dreams, I love you. Can I?
Who's that?
Dick.
Dick who?
Dick, your hands up, I'm dunked out. Can I?
Who's that?
Frankfurter.
Frankfurter, who?
Frankfurter, lovely evening. Can I?
Who's that?
Derby hat.
Derby hat who?
Derby hat time in the old town tonight. Can I?
Who's there?
Goldstein.
Who?
There's Goldstein down by hill. Can I?
Who's there?
Makushla.
Makushla
first Valdana. Can I?
Who's there?
Lemke.
Lemke,
call your sweetheart. Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Ebo.
Ebo
gas. No, not. Boys, why don't you stop all that psychopathic patois?
Psychopathic patois, who?
Psychopathic patois? Don't you try to two-time me.
But just imagine my surprise. You made the story quite believable. Right there before my eyes, with a smile that's sweeter than a rose's, you made a dream come true. Oh, it was in a little gypsy tea room. I gave my heart to you.
Why don't you come back home? It isn't proper to leave your papa all alone. Sometimes I was cool, that's true. But mama, your sweet papa never two-time you. Boo-hoo, I'm blue. So how come you do me like you do? I'm crying, sweet mama. Don't mess around with me. There's fancy petting that I can get in Tennessee. For me, I still get my sweet cookies constantly. But not the kind you serve to me. So be sweet, mama, come back home. Patent that I can get in Tennessee. I still get my sweet cookies constantly, but not the kind you serve to me. So Beale Street, mama, come back home, back home, back home to me.
For vocals for you, while the phone was ringing and all you fine people give me a call, a lot of places in Washington I'd never heard of. I didn't know there was a Brooklyn. And I said, you mean New York? No, in Washington. And all right. Putney Dandridge sang for you from 1935, Chasing Shadows. Fine work in that band by Roy Eldridge, trumpet, and Chu Berry, among others. And Steph Smith and his Onyx Club Orchestra, 1936, his violin and his voice, Knock Knock, like the old Knock Knock jokes, of course, written by Vincent Lopez and Jonah Jones, fine work there. Also on trumpet, beautiful drumming by Cozy Cole. Louis Prima and his New Orleans Gang, 1935. His trumpet, his vocal, In a Little Gypsy Tea Room, written by Edgar Leslie and Joe Burke. And Pee Wee Russell's clarinet, something else there. Jack Ryan's string bass, too. Bob Howard, 1938, did Beale Street Mama, written by Roy Turk and J.R. Robinson. Billy Kyle's piano, Teddy Bunn's guitar, Haig Stevens on string bass, O'Neill Spencer on the drums. Fine vocals, and thanks again for all of you that gave me a call. It's nice to, you know, keep in touch. We, as you know, are separated by distances and electronics and all of that. And it's one thing, I suppose, to text message to somebody, but it's another to talk with them and say hello when you see somebody in the street. Hey, how you doing? That kind of thing. It's important that we don't lose track of those human items. Let me see how much time we have left. Let's see how far we can go. Well, let's do this first. Of course, we have to do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Casala, furnishings, accents, and gifts. Proud to announce the opening of their new showroom in Tukwila, offering the same exclusive design and personalized customer service as their Seattle and Bellevue stores. Info at casala.com.
Okay, let's see where we're going to go here. I checked at the end of the program. I always have to check to see how much time I have left and how much time there is to go. I'm going to leave you with Errol Garner on piano, Wyatt Reuther on string bass, J.C. Hurd on drums for Columbia Records, 1953.
Thank you.
Earl Garner at the piano, 1953 for Columbia Records, with bassist Wyatt Reuther and drummer J.C. Hurd. Memories of You, written by U.B. Blake, and Will You Still Be Mine, written by Matt Dennis. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.